Abayisai, Bishal Akum, this Geshmak Yisugya. It's very interesting. Bishal Akum has Gemara, Rishonim, Piskei Halachos, and one of the most important things we find in Bishal Akum is Minhagim in Klal Yisrael. What's been accepted, what's normal, and we find throughout the Rishonim, they bring rayas from Minig Olam. One subject of Minig, which we don't have time for, and it's not today's sugya, is the sugya of Kalim. Bishal Akum, you're not allowed to eat. What happens if a guy did cook, and I can't eat the food? Is it only the food which is asa, or the Kalim are also asa or not? This is well known as major, major machlokes in the Rishonim. The Rosh, we know, was a Talmud of Maram Rottenberg. He was the leader of Klal Yisrael in Germany, Bnei Ashkenaz. He got a tip-off that he's going to be taken in, like Maram Rottenberg. He ran away to Spain. Came to Spain, Sephardish Jews. The Rashba was the leader. Many of the discussions that we have between Minhag Ashkenaz and Sephard, we know from the correspondence and discussions between the Rosh, who came from Germany, and the Rashba, who was stationed and lived his whole life in Spain. The Rashba says that if a goy cooks in a keli, not only you're not allowed to eat the food, the keli becomes osa. Like any other belias of any other macholos asurus, kelim in which you cook chaza, bosa macholov, any other isurim, the keli becomes osa. So too, the kelim, oh, shkoyach, darabah. So too, the kelim of Bishal Akum, the kelim are osa. The Rosh, on the other hand, says, Kol yomai godalti bein hachachomim, and all the gedolei Ashkenaz whom I saw would never eat Bishal Akum, but kelim? Nobody in Germany ever asked kelim of Bishal Akum. True, says the Rosh, I agree, if you cooked food and food, Bishal Akum and kosher food, the food becomes osa. But kelim? Kelim don't become osa. Why? What's the lumdus? What's the understanding of this Rosh? That's a discussion for another time. But the minig is of extreme importance. The Shulchan Aruch follows the Rashba and asks the Kalim. The Ramah is extremely unclear how he paskins about the Kalim. Some who swear that the Ramah's opinion is that the Kalim are mutter, and others who swear that the Ramah's opinion is the Kalim are asa. Big machloikes and lochal amaisa about the Kalim of Bishal Akum. Today we come to another topic of minhagim in the dinim of Bishal Akum. We start with a Gemara which tells us that Pas Akum, which in many ways is a parallel to Bishal Akum and in some ways is not a parallel, the Gemara says that if the Yid puts on the fire and the Goy puts the bread into the oven, there's no issa of Pas Akum. The Goy does everything, it's Pas Akum. The Yid put on the fire, there's no issa of Pas Akum. Does the same leniency apply to Bishal Akum or not? It's very, very well known. If you have the booklets in front of you, you'll see the Shulchan Aruch over here. In the booklet, it's on page Nun Vav. It's Simon Kuf Yud Gimel Siv Zayin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, this is the opinion of Marana Shulchan Aruch, and this is what's Halacha L'Maaseh for Sfadim. Ein Shkira Satanur Mayeles Elo Bapas. Only by bread does it help that the goy turned on the oven. By the Issa of Pas Akum, Avol, Bisharam is Bashlim, but all other Bishal Akum, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Shkira Satanur V'loyad Lokas Eish Malo Meredes Elo Hanocha Davka. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the Yid has to be the one who puts it into the fire, or puts the food onto the fire, or puts it into the oven. Everything else which is done in the achonos of making things burn is irrelevant. So says the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Ramah, the Yesh Cholkin, Minhag Ashkenaz is that we disagree. Usvir lehu, we hold that lokas ha'esh, even lighting the fire, oichitu begecholim, or stoking the fire, mahani le'inyim bishel, kamoi le'inyim pas. V'chein noyagin. Minhag Ashkenaz, we are makel in this. This is Ad Hayom Hazeh, one of the big differences. Anybody who deals in kashrus knows one of the big differences Ashkenazim or Mekel in Bishul Akum, as long as the Yid turned on the fire, and Sfadim or Machme on this. Says the Ramah, Vafilu chitu b'loi kavon amahani umoil. V'yesh emrim dafilu loi chitu Yisrael, v'lo hishlech eish shom kisim, rak shagoyo hidliko ha'esh me'esh al Yisrael. The Ramah goes so far as to say, there are those who are Mekel eish me'esh. The Yid put on one fire, the Goy lit from his fire another fire, and with that did the rest of the Bishul. Even that the Ramah is prepared to be Mekel. Or Chashulch is not happy with this extension. So far, we're not going to be Mekel. This is one major Machloikas, Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. It presents itself also on page Nunhei, another Sif in the Shulchan Aruch. There was a minig. People had helpers at home, non-Jewish workers who worked in the house. And the minig was that they would do the cooking and we ate the food. And the big question is, why? How does this minig develop? And what is the heter? What's the justification for it? And what can we learn from this minig? Depending on the reason for why this minig allowed it is, what are we able to translate into our own homes? So on page Nunhei we have a sif in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh mi shematir b'shifchos shalonu. There are those who say that a shifcha, perhaps because she belongs to me, perhaps because she's treated as a shifcha, is not included in the issa of Bishul Akum. So says the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh mi shoisa afilu b'dyaved. There are those who argue. Why is there such a minig? So the Taz over here brings down the different opinions over here. The Shach brings different opinions. If you look carefully in the Shach over here, he brings down the first pshat, is the pshat of the Ramban. B'shivshchus shalonu, why was there heter? Shekruyus lonu, they belong to us completely. In those days, a servant was allowed. Avodim were allowed, like you used to have in your country. Shekruyus lonu, the melocha, the avad, over kechovim, the Yisraelu. This fellow belongs to me. Umuzarov v'shabbos v'natayra. I have a chi of their eyes to make sure he keeps Shabbos. V'leisev v'chaloyev v'kechovim. He's not included in being a regular goy. I have a chi to make sure he keeps various mitzvahs. V'hilkoch leisev v'chalal. He's not included in the gezeira. So says the Ramban, the justification for this minig. Says the Shach, u'bahanach shifcha is ma'ir ha'machaba. The Shulchan Aruch, who brings down those on Mekel, is only talking about such a shifcha who actually belongs to you. We don't have a shivcha that belongs to us, says the Shach. What do we have in his days? Rak niskeru l'shona. She's employed for a year. She can't leave for a year. Not forever, but for a year she's mine. Says the Shach, if she's mine for a year, I don't have any obligations to her towards Shabbos. She's not included in this leniency of the Ramban. No heter in the dinim of Bishul Akum. Ulefize, he's got a problem, the Shach, that the Ramah discusses whether our shifchas are included in the heter. Nobody in Germany has a shifcha who belongs to you forever and ever. So what's the whole discussion? He doesn't understand the whole discussion. Unless, says the Shach, that the reason of the Ramah to discuss a heter by shifchas is a completely different reason. Shehu das Rabbeinu Avram, Tosis brings down Rabbi Avram ben David, who either was the Raavad or wasn't the Raavad. Rabbi Kveger seems to have learned that it was Mamash the Raavad, Bala Sogas on the Rambam. Others bring Raas, it's not. But anyway, Rabbeinu Avram is brought down in Tosis and Avodah Zarah and brought down in the Tur, who says a completely different thing. That if he works in my house, there's already a heter. The very fact that he works in my house, according to Rabbeinu Avram, is already a heter. Maybe that's the minig developed in that way. Inami, a third pshat in the minig, is he brings down over here that oise mirtzoinoi. There's only an issa if he works mirtzoinoi, of his own free will. If he's forced to do something because he's employed by me and he belongs to me for a year, there's already no issa of Bishul Akum, that's the Marshal. We have the Shittas Rambam, Shittas Marshal, and Shittas Rabbeinu Avram. There's a lot of homework here on page Nunhei in discussion of the minig. We go on from over here to the Tur on page Nunches Nuntes, who discusses further about the minig of Rabbeinu Avram when the goy works in my house. Page Samach Aleph is the Beis Yosef, who brings down a very famous Ma'aril. Those of us who are learning Daf Yomi have just learned Baba Kamba Daf Yud Zayin, and the discussion about doing damage without using your hands, just blowing with your mouth. Is that called a Maisa? If I break a Keli by blowing into it, is that enough of a Maisa? The Beis Yosef brings down a Maharil, who learns from the Gemara and Baba Kamba, if I'm Chayev as a Mazik, because I blew into a Keli, so if the Jew blew onto the fire and in that way managed to stoke the flames, even though the Yid didn't do anything with his hands, and he didn't actually make the fire, but he did it with his mouth by blowing, if I'm Chayev as a Mazik, then it's called Bishul Yisrael, and it's going to be kosher in the Dinam of Bishul Yisrael. So says the Shulchan Aruch. The Maril. Says the Shulchan Aruch, according to me, I hold that making a fire doesn't help you at all. You've got to actually do the whole thing. So what's the kula of blowing into the fire when you already got all your things there ready in the oven, and now the Yid goes and he blows the fire, and that's the whole bishul? The Rama adds in Darkei Moshe, according to our Minig Ashkenaz, that it's good enough if the Yid just made the fire and the Goy did the rest. Then if the Yid made the fire by blowing into the fire and the rest was done by the Goy, even that is going to be enough to be considered Bishul Yisrael. In today's world, we live in this automated world where I can sit over here today and program an oven, either an oven here or an oven at the other end of the world, that should go on and off and off and on for the next 25 years. A time switch, is that enough to be considered that the Yid did something and there's no issa of Bishalakum? There would be a machaya, this would be mamash da oilam atikun. You build an oven, a Yid sets the original program, and from now on, loilam void, the goyim can do whatever they like because I made the original program. There are those who say, if you find that the Ramah says it's good enough I made the fire, and if you find that it's good enough that I blew and created a fire simply by blowing into it, then an extension of that is, if I made a computer program which is able to make things go on and off, it's a grommer. Who cares, it's a grommer. You find that even blowing into a fire is enough to be considered Bishul Yisrael. So building a computer program, a time switch, is also good enough. So if you have the time, Rabbi Yisai, please do me a favor. Page Samach Dalet is the original tshuva of the Maril. The Maril was written hundreds of years before time switches. He's talking about blowing into the fire. Page Samach Hey is the tshuva of Minchas Yitzchak, who, by the way, was the Rav here in Yerushalayim, and by the way, was responsible for the Heksha of the Erech Haredes, and by the way, responsible for the food that we're eating here in Yeshiva this week. And he allows, when the Jew did nothing more than the time switch was arranged by the Yid. Turn the page to page Samach Vav, and you have a tshuva from Arav Vozna in Shevet Halevi, who tainas like the Olam tainas over here. What sort of comparison is there between setting a time switch and blowing into the fire? This is something, Rabbi Yisai, I want to hear your opinions about. Perhaps I'll hear more about it in the Shia at the end of the Seder. Then we have over here a completely new Nidden, when the Goy took something off the fire and put it back on. That's page Samaches, Tes, and Ayin. Very Geshmak Kazachen of Bishlach Abishal. And then we have Ayin Beis, Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dalet, Ayin Hey. Is a long Tshuva in Chavad Das, who discusses Sfadim, who are exposed to Ashkenazim in yeshivas and in seminaries and in other institutions, and the Ashkenazim follow the Ramah and allow Bishul, where the Yid did nothing more than making the fire. And we're inviting the Sfadim, we're enjoying their company, we're gaining from being part of the same institution, but what's the poor Sfadi going to eat in an Ashkenazi institution? This is a big tshuva in Yechavadas. There's a lot to see over here. Rabbi Yisai, enjoy the Seder.